Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the President of the United States expected to address the nation tonight. This has to do with the wall and the issue of whether it's legal for Trump to declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress and those taxpayer dollars on constructing this long-promised wall.
Well, he's between a rock and a hard place, and here's what it's all about, David. Obviously, the American people are not ready to put up with this. So what they're doing is he's going to give a speech, and he's going to go on about the wall. He's being caught in lies. For example, he said that three of the four presidents or something like that have told him that they should have done the wall long ago. Turns out that three of the four that we know about have said no. Barack Obama hasn't said anything except that he's against the wall. So it's one more whopper. Now, in addition to that, he's got to figure a way out of this. He's got himself into a terrible situation here, Trump. His problem is that he has to play to the base and he has to insist on the wall so that the Fox commentators can't come after him. On the other hand, the American people are furious. So when it comes to getting their tax returns in and getting the money back, he is saying, we're going to furlough the people who are out because of the government shutdown and bring them back so people can get their money. In other words, he's going to find the things that are most bothering people and say, we're going to reverse it. Now, it well may be that in this speech, he can go and he can be passionate about it and he can say, we have to have the wall to stop these terrible people and all the rest, all of that turning out to be lies because most of the terrible people have come into this country and have been apprehended at airports. But what he may do is to say, since I'm going to declare a national emergency here, now, whether he gets away with it or not is anybody's business, and take the money and have from other military projects and put it towards the wall. If he says that, there's going to be a court case, obviously, and somebody is going to immediately move. But he will say, since I'm going to do that, we don't have to carry on with this anymore. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just guessing. But I'm saying he's got to find a way out, and this is going to probably be the way he does it.
Meanwhile, Speaker Pelosi, Senator Schumer, both demanding equal time.
Well, they should. I mean, obviously, this is a political fight. There are two sides on it. All the networks and everybody else are going to give Trump the time. They should give Pelosi and Schumer equal time. If they don't, something is very, very wrong.
Alan, the former Secretary of State, presidential candidate, First Lady Hillary Clinton joined Governor Andrew Cuomo in calling for codifying abortion rights in New York state law as a bulwark against any potential court challenges to the landmark Roe versus Wade decision. The governor's been talking about that with you and others, and that's one of the top issues on the list.
Well, they certainly should do that. Or as Dr. Padilla used to say to me, my wonderful dissertation advisor, you just better, because we know where this is going. We know this court, some of them can say this is established law, but in the end, it's very, very risky. And if New York doesn't do this, there is no question in my mind that a woman is going to be denied the right to decide about what she does with her own body. I think this is the right thing. Now that the Democrats have both houses of the state legislature, they ought to be doing exactly this. And I can't think of a more important thing in New York State.
Perhaps second in line, then, would be ethics reform, as we see now Dean Skelos and his son Adam scheduled to start their federal prison sentence today.
Horrible tragedy for these men. I can't understand why people behave in this way. It represents a tragedy for both Skelos, his son, and Shelley Silver, former speaker. These are men who really should have known better about what they were doing. And it is a warning shot, David, when you think about it, to every single person who has power, that they should examine every move they make. Because what has been going on in government for a long time brought these men down. And it really ought to say to each and every person who decides to serve in government, whether it's Elaine Calieros or any of those folks, look, things that went on in the past, may have gone on in the past, should stop now.
You made some national news with your interview with Governor Cuomo when you asked him about Joe Biden, who he wholeheartedly endorsed as probably the best choice in his mind for president. And not only his mind, but I read an article in the New York Times where former Vice President Biden sees himself as the most viable option.
Well, look, he's liked by many people in this country at a time when there's chaos over the Trump presidency. It makes a great sense that people would go to somebody who is comfortable and who they're comfortable with. Meantime, Beto O'Rourke and just about anybody you could name is putting themselves forward. So there will be a very crowded field. And I think when it comes to the moderate progressives, a guy like Biden becomes very attractive to a certain base. Right now, I think his chances, if he decides to come in, because he hasn't done that yet, but if he decides to come in, I think Joe Biden would be a very palatable choice for many Democrats and independents. Nevertheless, you never know who's going to catch fire. I do know that when you think about the American presidency, it is in crisis, and that's why so many people are putting themselves forward, because they think anything but Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, just to tell our listeners, there's a bit of ice out there this morning in many locations. Most importantly, watch yourself as you walk out the door. You could be in for a tumble if you're not paying attention.
David, it wasn't that long ago, a year or so ago, that I did exactly that and broke my foot. It takes one step. That's all. So everybody, come on now. You don't want to go to physical therapy because you just didn't look down and look where you were going. Be very careful.